This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Come on, tell me the truth. How many of you really want to start singing that song when he starts? Anyway, hey, Joe Messina, half of the family, like half of the team, Messina. Tammy is doing family stuff, as she always does. But for me, Tammy, and the rest of the team here, the rest of the family, we want to wish your family, want to wish you Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever holiday you celebrate. And we celebrate Christmas. We believe in Christ. We believe in the birth of Christ. We believe that this is what this holiday is all about. Not about how much you can buy somebody or how much they bought you. Or they get you the right gift. Did you get them the right gift, the right color, what have you? It should be a time of, I don't know, reconnecting with family. That's the whole thing when God sent Christ, so we can reconnect with his family. Anyway, I appreciate you. I know Tammy appreciates you. We appreciate the support you've given us and the time that you've spent with us over the years. We are going to be gone, or I'm going to be gone. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. We'll be back the day after. I've put together some shows. I've put together some segments. I hope you enjoy. I know I've enjoyed them over the past, and some new stuff, and so enjoy. Maybe it's a way for you to get other people to connect with the show. We're not doing any politics over the next 2 days. This is it. This is what you get. Again, I am Joe Messina. God bless you guys. We love you. We care about you. We want to thank you for being loyal supporters. Head over to the website, TheRealSide.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. Send me an email, Joe@TheRealSide.com. Joe@TheRealSide.com. God bless. Have a great Christmas. Overeat. Over enjoy your family and truly, truly have a blessed Christmas.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen.
We finish. This guy's dead, right? We're close. Do you need an address to send me the gift that you're going to send me? We're almost there. Seriously. Right? I got a tree. You can see the tree. Right? I'll get, send you my address. You can send me gifts. And I'm not even a big fan of this lady. I like the song. I wish it was sung by somebody else. You don't know who that is? Yeah. They all look the same to me. What is it? Mariah Carey, Beyonce, all those. I guess it's the girls from the 80s or 90s. What are they? 90s or something? What do you want from me? I'm not a music freak. What?
Don't ask me.
I know less than you. I know. You were into the. What was that? The woo woo, the wang wang, wham wham, bang, whatever they were. That was your time, right? I don't want a lot for Christmas. You know what I want? I want you guys to make... Let's go with a phone calling campaign. Okay? I want you guys to call as many stations in your area as you can and ask them why they're not carrying The Real Side with Joe Messina. Ask them what is wrong with them. Why can't they figure this out? We're going to talk about why universities are pushing to keep Christmas off of Christmas campuses at Christmas time. What are they going to do? And Harvard finally adopts sanctions on single-gender clubs. I don't get that one either, but we'll talk that a little bit more in a minute. Christopher from Maryland joins us. Christopher, thanks for A, for listening, and B, for calling in.
I don't think that's right to celebrate Christmas on campuses in the United States because it's been that way for George Washington.
What, celebrating Christmas on Christmas campuses? Huh?
Yeah.
College campuses, yeah, not Christmas campuses. Duh, that's me. This is a college campus. What are they going to celebrate? Nothing? We're going to take everything off the campuses? That'll be it? I don't get the reasoning. I'm going to do the story in a few minutes. But who sat there and said, hey, you know the Christmas thing? It's really bad. We shouldn't be doing this. Yeah.
Some dummy.
Well, he was very succinct about that, wasn't he? He went right to it. Anyway, hey, Christopher, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do.
Yeah, I always listen to your radio show.
I appreciate that more than you know, very much. And tell your friends about us, too. Don't forget that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I got to tell you, when I see these stories, I go by probably about 10 of these a day. And I don't give them a whole bunch of time because, you know, they're just whacked. But coming into the Christmas season, I get the biggest kick out of the fact that these people can't figure out it's Christmas time. Right? I mean, the pagans didn't start a Christmas holiday. It was started because of Jesus. Well, it was start to honor Jesus Christ. Right? So when you sit here and you say to yourself, have we taught our kids nothing? I mean, even if they said, look, Christmas is not inclusive enough. We want to turn it into A, B, C, and D. You could almost back off of that argument. But when you say you want to remove or you want to make campuses Christmas free at Christmas time, how do you do that? How do you say it or do it with a straight face? That's what I want to know. So as another Christmas quickly approaches, colleges across the country are issuing their annual guidelines on how to make the season as inclusive as possible. At the University of California Irvine, for instance, individual departments are encouraged to focus on celebrating a special occasion instead of a specific holiday. What special occasion happened on December 25th? Let me see. That's when they celebrate the birth of Christ. Now, most informed Christians understand that Jesus was not born on December 25th. We got that. All right? But you got to celebrate it something. Look, my mom, and I can't tell you the story's 100% true. I know it's like where she's at is probably, she's probably napping by now. But, you know, her birthday changed halfway through my life. Because what she was told in her little village in Italy later on, I guess the day she, so we don't really know when she was born. Right, we think it was in the month of June, so we celebrated every year at the same time. Just because we don't know it's the exact day doesn't make it any less important. And it's the same thing here. Christians decide, I go through the whole history. I realize Christians just didn't decide it. But it's a day we decide. So what special holiday what are they going to call it? Hey, Merry Special Holiday Day. What are they going to call it? These are educated people who look down their nose at us. Think about that. You're in the break. And I'll think of a lot more I can say about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are back. Now, see, that was rock and roll.
Okay, that was 70s rock and roll. Whether you like it or not. Okay? None of that wussy stuff we got in the late 80s or early 90s. The Wham Wham Bang. What, I don't even know the name of it. That was not rock and roll. Terrible. Just terrible stuff. All right, here we go again. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, thereelside.com. We can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do there as well. I still want to know how you celebrate Christmas without Christmas or without Christ. Look, I'm not trying to get religious on you guys, but you want to have a holiday festival? That's one thing. But you can't do Christmas, you can't do Christmas without Christ. I get the biggest kick out of some of you guys that you've never read the Bible, you never opened the Bible, maybe you've been to a Christian church a couple times, or a church as a whole, and you tell me you're a Christian. It's amazing to me. Wait a minute. You don't read the book that talks about Christ, that explains you all about Christ, but you heard he was a nice guy, so therefore you think you're a Christian because you're a follower of Christ, but not really because you kind of follow Buddha and Muhammad and whatever. Seriously? So colleges across the country are issuing guidelines now on how to make the season as inclusive as possible, but the biggest nut job of them all here in California, I mean, these colleges are hilarious. The University of California, Irvine, all right? They've got individual departments, and they're encouraging people to focus on celebrating the special occasion instead of a specific holiday. I'm still trying to figure out what this means. They're suggesting that they have a year of year-end celebration or celebrate seasonal themes such as fall, winter, or spring. So, every quarter, what are you going to have? A fall festival? A winter festival? Spring? What do you put up a tree at one time? And let me see, what would you do? Bring in a pile of leaves in the house? You know, the very pretty colored leaves? And winter, what?
I'm offended by that.
You got to bring in a bucket? You're offended by that? Were you triggered?
Yeah.
But, I mean, think about this. In the winter, we're going to bring in a pile of snow? Seriously. All right, I know. But I'm having fun with it because think about how stupid this is. Just think about it. And figures, California's driving this thing, right? Now, the California University is also requests that the academic departments ensure that office celebrations are not indirectly celebrating religious holidays, suggesting that they, well, display diverse symbols representing a variety. Here's the problem, though. You lunatics who are so highly educated, right? You lunatics that are so highly educated, you think the Christmas tree is somehow related to Christianity. You think Santa Claus is somehow related to Christianity. When you start off there, I don't know. I have no idea how to... I don't even know how to work this through. I don't know how to make you see that because you're not interested in religion. You're so concerned that some kind of religious something is going to sneak in somewhere that you want to stay away from it all. The State of University of New York, Brockport, has issued similar guidance on the culturally sensitive holiday decorations, even advising employees to consider a grab bag instead of a Secret Santa gift exchange, although I wouldn't let Al Franken set up the grab bag event. Could be very dangerous. Keep decorations general, non-specific to any religion, and create a winter theme with lights and colors rather than religious icons. Include decorations from all cultural traditions represented in your department. The guidelines add, listen, I have non-religious friends that say they enjoy Christmas. They enjoy the atmosphere. They enjoy the giving attitude, the joyous attitude of many people. Right? Many cultural... Think about something. Even in Christmas, think about the cultural diversity you have. Do you think the people... Do you think Christians in India celebrate Christmas the same way Christians in Italy do? Christians in Germany? Christians in the U.S.? All these things that have been brought together. I've been to homes where people are predominantly German or Irish or what have you, and they celebrate different. So, don't think, you think that, and seriously, there's a lot of people who celebrate Christmas that have no religious affiliation. There's, I'll tell you what, I went into, what's the Christian store?
Christian store.
No, not that one. The one that just opened down here, like this year. The big Christian Hobby Lobby, right? That's owned by a Christian family, right? I went in there looking for a nativity scene. I had to order one online. You know why? They didn't have one. What is it? They are outlawed now?
Only in California.
Only in California. Apparently they can't. You know what they do in California? When you come across the border from another state, if you have fruit from another state, they take it away from you. If you have anything Christian, they probably take that away from you too now because they don't want you to bring it over the border. But I mean, think about it. I can't even go into Hobby Lobby, and no disrespect for Hobby Lobby. They get a lot of cool stuff in there. I thought was really interesting was the first store I've been into in a long time that actually had Bibles by the checkout. Like a Bible is a impulse purchase.
For some
I mean, seriously. You know, anyway, I won't go there. I'll be nice. So, but only in California, really. I'm sure there's other places, just not here. But only in California. When you think about this, we can't have Christmas theme at Christmas time on the college campus. You might offend somebody. What if you offend me as a Christian? Do I count? Ohio University. Ohio University? Really? They put out a guide on holiday expenditures, noting that decorations purchased with university funds and displayed in public areas should be secular in nature. Maybe they should say what secular is, because nobody really knows what religious stuff is. The same paragraph mentions campus policy 42.501, which pertains... Don't you feel like it's Bernie Fife has stepped into the picture? Yeah, the paragraph mentions campus policy 42.501, which pertains to the safe and appropriate use of decorations. Oh, we have safe in there now. The policy contains no provisions on requiring secular-themed decorations, and university did not respond to the local news source request for clarification. So the Ohio University put out a memo that said that they can't be secular in nature. But their policy, the actual policy that they have written that were voted on, doesn't say anything about it. Life University is sponsoring a holiday decorating event or contest, but will judge participants on inclusiveness. Hey, I mean, what do Pastafarians have? What do they do at Christmas time? Do they even have a thing? Festivus polls? That would be a good one, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Site. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Republicans blocked an effort Thursday to amend the COVID relief bill passed earlier this week to boost the included stimulus packages up to $2,000. Democrats had tried to pass the amendment by unanimous consent. Its failure now leaves the $900 billion aid package in limbo. Texas Congressman Philemon Vela says the effects of the pandemic over the next few months could be very tough, and that $600 will just not be enough.
We are going to be going through America's darkest days. More and more people getting sick, more and more people dying. And if we're fortunate enough to get past that, you know, given the fact that the vaccination programs have just begun, we can at least be hopeful that by the summer we can begin to recover from an economic standpoint. And $600 for most of the people receiving it won't last through January. And so there is no reason to wait.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. This is the real time. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. It'll change in a minute, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, seriously, I appreciate the time that you spend with me, again, like I said, on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. A lot of you know that there's fires going on in California. And I know some of you have been asking, you know, sending us text messages, emails, what have you. We are fine. And I appreciate the concern. I really do, honestly. But we are fine. And what are we? Probably 15 minutes away from where it's happened, maybe 20. The smoke is blowing in the opposite direction. So we're not being affected by it. Not yet, anyway.
Not at all.
What's that?
No,
she's saying no over there. So we won't be affected by it. Tammy won't let it happen. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Okay, we've got, let's see, we've got Willie from Kentucky. And Willie wants to talk about the, I can't think of her name now, but she was one of the court people that refused to issue licenses, the marriage licenses, if you recall. A while back. Willie, thanks for calling.
Hey, Joe, I wanted to say God bless you and Merry Christmas to you and your family. I listen to you all every night, and you don't know how much I appreciate you all.
Well, I appreciate you listening. God bless you too, brother, really.
I was listening to News Talk Radio here in Kentucky, here our local news thing, and it was talking about the lady in Rowan County. She's coming up for election next year, and one of the people she refused the marriage license to is now running against her to take her job.
That's right.
And it's comical. It's just, you know, the liberals and stuff, it's amazing how embedded they are everywhere, you know, and how we should have to bend to everything they want us to do, and it's just nice to hear good conservative people, you know, stand up for it. And like I said, you're a blessing to a lot of people, and me included, and I listen to you all nightly, and I thank you. Like I said, you're all a little sanity, brings a little sanity back to the world, but I'll just let you go. But I just didn't know if you heard about that or not.
I did, Willie, and I appreciate the kind words, but I want to say something before you go. You need to encourage your friends to get out there and support her and to help make sure she gets elected again. If you are behind her and behind what she's doing, first of all, you know, I believe you need to pray about it. I need you to believe to ask God for guidance as to how to work this and make sure that this person gets back in again. And you need to make sure that people get behind her. Whether, you know, believe it or not, when when these people get $2 or $5 from you, you know, because I know money's tight for some people, even a dollar or two, it really does a lot for you because you know somebody has given up something to send you that $1 or $2 or $3 or $5. It means so much. So if you can encourage your friends, okay, if they're in agreement with her, get out there and help her win that seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I agree 100%. I'm counties away. It just bothers me to hear something like that and you know, an hour down the road. But
I agree.
But, no, I wanted to thank you all, though. I listen to y'all nightly and want to call plenty of times, but I'm working night shift here. But I thank you all. You're all a blessing to me, and I God bless you all. And I hope
thank
you all
you.
Have a very merry Christmas.
Keep praying for us, Willie. Have a safe night. You know, it's true because, again, I've been elected to a school board. And it's a constant fight. They're constantly looking for reasons to remove me. They're constantly looking at things that I say, the way I say it, that hurts them or what have you. I think it's hilarious. So you need to support. When you help get someone elected, when you believe in where somebody stands, you need to push to make sure they stay in. It might be something as simple. Think about something today. We use email a lot. When you get an email that says, you know, Mary Jane wants $5 for her campaign, or so, you know, I get them all the time. They don't mean anything to me. But if I get an email from a friend of mine, and it says, hey, I'm supporting so and so because I believe he's one of us, or he holds our same principles, I open that email and I read it. And if it comes from somebody I know and trust, I go, hey, you know what? We need to support this guy because, you know, John says this is a great guy and he works hard. And we need to get behind him or her. And that's what we need to do for each other. And my, you know, Christian brothers and sisters, I've done this with you plenty of times. And I'll do a show around it again. I'll do a whole hour around it. Where you're called by God. I mean, look, if God gave you government as a gift to oversee you, right? Why would you abuse it? Why wouldn't you care for it the same way you do if you believe that he made available a car for you or a house or whatever? Right? You take care of it. So it's the same thing with government. I mean, the Bible tells us in several different places that we are to go out and find godly people to rule over us. You think a bunch of heathens, you think a bunch of people who don't believe in God, who don't believe in moral values, I mean, the ones who tell you they do, but they don't, Al Frankenstein being one of them. Right? Do you think that they're going to vote in moral, solid moral people? Now, again, the people on the left are having a field day with this conversation. I don't believe that just because somebody says they're a Christian, says they're a conservative, and goes to church on Sunday, that they have integrity, they're upright, and they're moral. It's how they live their lives, right? Because my Bible says, I'll know them by their fruits. So they've got to be living it, too. They've got to be living it out, too. And you never know who you're affecting, you're approaching. You know, it's kind of, you know, I get behind this mic every night. I don't take it lightly. I know that some people are listening. I know some people are believing everything I say. I always say the same thing. Don't believe everything I say. Check it out for yourself. Don't believe everything your pastor says. Check it out for yourself. Don't believe everything your party leader says. Check it out for yourself. Because your responsibility, especially for my Christian friends, you get in front of God. You can't say, well, he said. Because God's going to say, well, what did I say? Don't know what you said, but he said. Right? You don't want to be there. You don't want to be making mistakes because you trust the wrong people. I bring it to you. I make mistakes at times. That's why I tell you to check stuff out. But most of the times, we go out of our way to make sure it's right and it's real. And, you know, stuff like this where you have universities, where you're sending your kids, you're working hard. Matter of fact, some of your kids, God bless them, they have busted hump. They have worked hard. They've gone after some kind of grants or all kinds of funds to be able to get to school. You've been busted in the hump all your life to send your child to a college. And then you send them to a college like, forgive me, my Catholic friends, I just don't get this. Okay? Mercyhurst University, which is a Catholic college in Pennsylvania, is now referring to Christmas celebrations as the annual holiday tree lighting. Why? You know, Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you in front of the Father. Really? Good luck with that. Come on, seriously. Especially if you're a Christian organization. Why would you back down for you? Now, I'm not saying that you stick your finger in somebody's face. I'm saying, I'm a Christian organization. You know, you walk into a Catholic church, right? If you don't, and again, I'm not making fun. I'm just making a statement of fact. If you don't see a crucifix somewhere up on the wall, leave. It's not a Catholic church. I grew up in a Catholic church. They're very proud of the crucifixes that they have, usually, in the church. A reminder of what Christ did for us. Not an idol. They're not worshiping it. I don't believe that for a second. It's simply a reminder. If you have a cross in your house, it's a reminder to you of what you stand for, what Jesus did for you. Not a bad thing. And yet a Catholic university is not willing to call it a Christmas tree. It's a holiday tree lighting ceremony. Harvard University student newspaper ran an editorial attacking President Trump for returning a nativity scene to the White House. Really? They call the move disrespectful. Well, how is that more inclusive? These are the inclusivity freaks. Now, I don't have a college education. In one way, I think that's good, because I'm not overeducated. I have to go look things up and figure things out. I never had a professor tell me what to think. Right? So, and I'm not dogging you guys that went to college. Don't take it the wrong way. But in my feeble little mind, inclusivity means you're inviting everybody in. And not at the cost of any one individual. See, I'm not afraid to be with other religious people. I'm not afraid to be at events with other religious people. Because the truth will always prevail. You think about that during the break. I'm Joe Mathieu, your host. You'll see the real side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby normal.
The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before my Catholic friends send me nasty emails, I love you. I grew up in a Catholic church. I love my Catholic upbringing. I just don't get some of the things that are going on when it comes to not being afraid, not being ashamed of who you are. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. In California, it's really kind of hard to understand this song, or whatever. You can dream all you want, ain't gonna happen.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
You know, seriously, you've got to drive like 2 hours if it even snows at Christmas time. See, I grew up in New England, where doo-wop was prevalent. You know, more in Philly. See, I don't know that much about music, but I do know my dad was like a freak with this stuff. So, and I know he listens to the show from time to time. I mean, freak in the most loving way, Dad. But anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I want to get back to this because I want to finish. I'm going to run out of time. I know it, but I want to finish this up. So if your kids are going to a school, a college, and they're not celebrating Christmas and they're Christians, tell them not to be afraid. You know, I screwed up this year. My apologies. Got started too late, could make it happen fast enough. But I gave out buttons last year. I'm going to give them out next year. I promise I'll make it happen. is it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I can't tell you how often that when I wore that button out and around, people would say, they would point to the button or they look at the button and go, hey, Merry Christmas to you too. And then the other day I was on a tech support call where somebody was helping me fix something. And the guy said, hey, you know, you have a happy holiday. So I'm not going to have a happy holiday. I'm going to have a Merry Christmas. And he said, and you could hear him giggle. And he's like, hey, okay, Merry Christmas to you too. And they're probably told what to say until. I went into my bank today and was very excited because they sent us a card. I'm one of those guys, if you're going to send cards to us, I shouldn't tell them this because some of them probably have already sent them. If you send me a card that says Happy Holidays, knowing me and who I am, it hits the trash. I'm sorry. I appreciate the 48 cents and whatever you paid for the envelope of the card. I get the feeling, but I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to promote that in my house. For me and my family, it's Christmas. If you send me Happy Holidays or season greetings, if you send me season greetings, right, you better have basil, oregano, and that kind of stuff in packages inside the envelope. Because that's what seasons to me mean to me, seasoning. So, seriously, I just don't do it, all right? So I go to my bank today, and I thank them because they sent a card to us, and it had a picture of Santa on the card, but it also said, believe. And when you open the card up, it talked about faith and hope and all that fun stuff and Merry Christmas. All right? So I appreciate them doing that. But the funny thing is, when I walked into the bank, she was hand... This wasn't like... I guess every branch was putting it out to their clients. But they were handwriting on these cards. And she had three boxes in front of her. And I kind of went, why do you have three boxes? And she said, well, these are for our Jewish customers, these are for our Christian customers, and these are for ones that we don't know what they celebrate. And I thought that was great. They actually took the time. They're not a mega bank, but they're not a minor bank either. They took the time to think about where people want to be. You know, how people would want to be greeted or what have you. I thought that was kind of nice. I know, kind of goofy, but I thought it was nice. So, let's see. So I was talking about how the university should try to get rid of Christmas at Christmas time on college campuses. Isn't that just, that's just hilarious. So, bringing back the nativity scene, according to one writer, is a slap in the face to the remaining religions thriving within America. Here's the funny thing about it. When I talk to most people from other religions, 99% of them, and I truly mean it, 99% of me and my atheist friends are not offended by Merry Christmas because they understand the meaning behind it. Right? It's not a Merry Christmas, hope you're a Christian or else. It's Merry Christmas, I hope you have a wonderful time of year. I hope your family is at peace. I hope you guys have a great meal. You have a great family time together. And that all the love that comes around about at Christmas happens in your family. What part of that can you be offended by unless you're brain dead? The other 0.001%, I don't know what you're just looking to be offended. You're just looking to be upset about something. That's how I see it. That's my personal opinion. So, by having a nativity scene, it means I've put out the other religions? No, you're wrong. I don't know which one. The only atheists even so that I know that go nuts are the freedom from religion freaks. Because even people I've talked to, that atheists that I talk to that know about the freedom from religion freaks, think they go overboard too. Now, according to this group, they're upset because President Trump seems to have forgotten those who don't practice Christianity. No. You know, it's like some places taking down the Christmas tree because it offends Muslims. So we don't want to offend them, but you're going to offend me. Because if I go in to a shop at Christmas time and you don't have a Christmas tree, I'm upset. Why not? Why can't you have something to... Why can't you have something to celebrate the day? I don't get it. I mean...
Don't put him down. Don't put me down. Don't make fun of me. Just celebrate along with me. That's all I want. Not a big deal. I'm not asking you to bow at the altar. I'm not asking you to praise Jesus. I'm simply asking to enjoy the time, the season. The only thing that I've already talked to you guys about this. I was going to say, the only thing that bothers me about Christmas is in the true spirit of the day. Right? In the true spirit of the day, when Jesus came to set us free, we go into bondage, perpetual bondage on credit cards. I know a lot of people, they spend most of the year paying off their credit cards, right? So when you come back around and finally August, September, October, they're paid to zero, what do you do in December? You run them back off again. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. Just, I want to admonish you at the end of these shows that when it comes to Christmas time and family and all of this, some of those people around the room won't be with you next year for whatever reason. And don't sit there and say most of my family are young because we use a lot of young people every year. Reach out to those kids. Reach out to those young people. Learn more about them. Seriously. Learn more about what's going on in their lives. Sow into their lives. Whether it's with words of wisdom, money, help, other resources you have. Sow into their lives. Because they'll remember you. There's no other way. I mean, I can't keep up with the young people. I don't understand everything that they're doing or not doing. You know what I mean? So you do what you can, where you can, and what you understand. I don't believe anybody's ever hopeless. I don't believe that anybody is non-reachable. Now, they may not want to be reached. But once you plant that seed, once you give them that information, they can't get away from it, can they? Anyhow, you know, the tolerant left... the ones that talk about love, you know, and love trumps hate, which I always find interesting because love trumps hate as long as it goes along with violence, apparently. There was a pro-life teen that was punched outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic. Now, he didn't get in the way of the person. He didn't stop anybody from doing anything. He just had a sign up there. Right? And he was sucker punched, which means he didn't even know it was coming. And apparently that was okay. Now, the teenager was part of a Students for Life of America group, which we've had on the show several times. And they were engaged on the sidewalk counseling on public property across from Planned Parenthood, across the street. And somebody basically just walked up and punched this person. And the pro-lifers usually gather on Saturdays in front of these places because it's the most busy, for them, it's the most busy time of year. Or the month of the week. And they hold up signs that say, all people are made in God's image. How revolting, right? I mean, it's okay for the left to run around with those, forgive me, vagina hats, right? Dressed up in the costumes, dressed in all that way. That's all okay. We're supposed to be accepting of that. These guys have a sign up to say, all people are made in God's image. And that is triggering. Give that some thought later on. Hey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know your time is precious. God bless and have a great rest of the day. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride a one-horse open open. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.